In the name of the glorious Trinity, Father and Son and Holy Spirit, forever. Amen. Glory be to the everlasting mercies which sent you to us, O Christ, the light of the world and the life of all. Give us wisdom by your law and enlighten our impulses by your knowledge. Sanctify our souls by your truth and grant that we may be obedient to your words and may fulfill your commandments at every hour. O you who enlightens the rational with the knowledge of your greatness, do enlighten, O my Lord, our thoughts, that we may meditate upon your holy and divine scriptures at all times, O Lord of all, Father and Son and Holy Spirit forever. Amen. In our last Monday's episode, we discussed how we can minimize our visits to the medical practitioner, to the doctor, for his evaluation or his judgment in regards to our physical illness. And we said, you know, by eating right, regular exercising and watching ourselves, and yeah, we also admitted that it's easier said than done. We started by having that apple a day that keeps the doctor away when we knew that it doesn't. So this is our physical physician and our physical condition. We also discussed that the scriptures teach us and give us a way of avoiding future judgment, the final judgment of Jesus Christ, as stated in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 31 by St. Paul, judge yourselves and you will not be judged. Now, looking at the physical practitioner, our doctor, medical practitioner, after his judgment, his evaluation, he gives us a prescription, right? You receive your prescription. Well, it's now, you know, faxed or emailed or what have you to the pharmacist. So in that prescription, there is medication. The prescription is for medication, for medicine. But with the medicine, along with the medicine, there is the instructions on how to use that medicine. Before meal, after meal, one every 4 hours, and what have you. In one of Christ's parables, namely the parable of the persistent widower and also the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector who went to the temple to pray, Christ, praise be to his name, prescribes to us or to his disciples a medicine for our spiritual illness. That medicine can be used, taken limitlessly, and both in health and in sickness, by the rich and the poor, the wise and the fools, the strong and the weak, by everyone, period. Even extending to those who don't believe in him or are confused or doubtful and having difficulty accepting or believing in Christ's existence. Now that medicine is, drumroll, yes, there it is. That medicine is prayer. Yes, prayer, persistent prayer on that matter. What we at times roll our eyes to when recommended for our various issues. You may be saying that now. Oh, here we go. It's prayer again. Yeah. It's an easy way out of giving advice, spiritual advice. Just pray. Well, Christ, beloved, has not spoken a prayer about the Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist, has not said a prayer or spoken a parable, about the Holy Sacrament of Baptism. Christ did not speak a parable on the sacrament of priesthood, but he specifically spoke a parable to his disciples to teach them, number one, to pray persistently. There's a medicine. Persistently, to pray persistently without rolling your eyes and huffing and puffing about it. But then he gives us a method of that prayer as well. So, yes, the medicine is prayer. And as I said, that prayer, that medicine that we roll our eyes to when recommended for our various issues. Yes, prayer, that medicine, that tool, that gracious gift from God. And unfortunately, it's not valued at times because of what we're going through. No, my situation needs more than prayer. What else? What can be more than prayer? What I'm going through cannot be resolved by prayer. Well, let's read what St. John Chrysostom writes on prayer. He writes, prayer is a precious way of communicating with God. There's your spiritual physician. Praise and glory be to his name, who doesn't use medicine, physical medicine. No, no, no. His existence is a medicine for us. Communicating with God, it gladdens the soul and gives repose to its affections. You should not think of prayer as being a matter of words. That's why we roll our eyes. We think, oh, I'm just going to talk to God. No, no, it's more than just words. It is a desire for God. When you pray, you desire God. An indescribable devotion, not of human origin, but the gift of God's grace. There it is. We spoke about that. Prayer is a gift of God's grace. And he continues, as St. Paul says, we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit, the Holy Spirit himself intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. I pray, I plead, I beg, but nothing, Rabbi, nothing. Well, let's go back to the doctor, the medical practitioner for the physical condition. Now, the medical practitioner, when prescribes you the medicine and the instruction, and you go back to him and you roll your eyes and say, well, number one, when he does prescribe you amoxicillin, do you roll your eyes and say, amoxicillin again? This is not going to work. I know. Well, he's going to point to the door and say, well, you know, there's the door. He'll still hit your insurance with the bill, but he'll point to the door and say, well, bye-bye. Don't call me. I'll call you, right? So, no, you go and purchase that medication. And with that prescription, there is a way of administering that medication. And if you go back to him again and say, your medication is not working, what you prescribed to me is not working, he will ask you, have you been taking it according to my instructions? No. As far as I'm concerned, when you take one pill, you got to be healed. And then I don't take the next one. No, when you say, no, I take one or two, I did it for 2 days and didn't work. He'll point to the door again and say, no, go back and finish the course because I instructed you through my expertise and years of education that you need to take this medication and this is how you ought to take it, the usage. It's the same with prayer, beloved. In those two parables, Jesus Christ, praise be to his name, gives us the method of prayer, the method of effective prayer. That is humility and not entitlement. You see, the Pharisee that went to pray along with the tax collector, the Pharisee went to the altar and started bragging about himself. I do this and I do that. I'm not like this sinner, probably pointing to the tax collector. I pay my tithe. I fast twice a week. I'm not a sinner. Good. God bless you. Good for you. But see, it was as though he's entitled. I do this. You need to justify me. But the tax collector beat his breast and in humility, submissively and admissively, which is a word that I think I just created. Yes, maybe no such word as admissively, which means in admission, but hey, this is my trademark now. Admissively came to God and first submitted himself to God. He needed God and admitted that I'm a sinner in humility. Didn't even lift his eyes to heaven. Didn't even lift his head to heaven. The tax collector's prayer was, Lord God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Unentitled, not as if God owed him. No. When we pray, beloved, when we come to God to use this gracious medicine, when we pray and ask God for whatever we need, let's not think that God owes you. No. No, no, no. He doesn't owe you. We owe it to God. Because we've sinned, beloved. If we hadn't sinned, we would not come to ask for that, use that medication. Because I've not sinned. I have not sinned. I don't need to pray. All I need to do is glorify God. But when we come to God, because we've dropped the ball, because of the circumstances, because of man's fallen nature, Yes, we come to the Lord, but don't come to the Lord being entitled that he must hear my prayers. You know, I was listening to a preacher just in passing, and he's saying, when you want something from God, you go up that mountain hill and you demand it from God. I switched it off. You don't demand anything from God, Mr. Preacher. You don't demand anything from God. You humbly, submissively, and in admission, you offer your prayer, and you always proclaim and understand and know that you are not worthy to be in that place, but only through God's grace, because it's a gift of God's grace. You see, God is not indebted to hear our prayers, nor to reply them, yet from his overflowing love, he is gracious to vindicate his elect who cry out to him. Who cry out to him. That means pray, beseech, supplicate by day and by night. And he delays his spirit. He is patient concerning them. However, this does not only pertain to prayer, beloved. It pertains to all that we do. We must also do in humility and not out of entitlement. Hence, Jesus Christ warns us in Luke chapter 17, verse 10, whenever you have done all these things, praying and serving and what have you, that you were commanded, you should say, we are unprofitable servants because we have done that which we were obliged to do. God, beloved, does not owe us. A prayer offered to God in order to receive justification must be in faith, humility, submission, and admission. And again, this medicine of prayer and its directions are stated in other verses of the Holy Scriptures. James chapter 1, verses 6 to 8. But let him who prays and asks pray in faith without wavering, for he who wavers is like the waves of the sea which the wind troubles. And let not that man think he will receive anything. There you go. This is why you're not receiving. Let not that man think he will receive anything from the Lord God. Whoever wavers in his mind is troubled in all his ways. Again, in faith, in humility, and not entitlement. And this is not limited to prayer only, beloved. When we fast, when we give alms, when we serve, when we attend church, and when we do anything in life in general, our success, our capabilities, our education successes, our financial successes must all be done, used, shared in humility and with admission and submission. Because they are all from God. When we pray, the gift of prayer, just saying gift, a gift from God, a gracious gift from God, we are alerting to the fact that we are not worthy. God has given this line of communication to us. When we have successes in any aspect of life, beloved, you have money, praise God. Don't use it. And when you do use it for good, God bless you, don't think that you are entitled that God must bless you even more and pat you on the back. No, because at the end of the day, when you want to argue with God, his defense will be, well, I gave you that blessing. It's not yours. I gave it to you. Yeah, but I used my strength and my knowledge and my understanding. You'll say, yes, I gave you brains. I gave you. You are mine. I gave you. You are here because of me. Humble yourself and don't ever think that you are entitled. What we do and all that we do, beloved, we must do for the glory of God first. And when we do, we must always remember that we are unworthy servants. This is what God has taught us to do. And why? So that one day we attain that eternal bliss. You know, going back to 1 Corinthians 11:31, if you judge yourself, you will not be judged. There's one judgment we need to pass on ourselves, is that my prayer, my philosophy on when I pray and ask and worship God, am I entitled? Well, if you judge yourself righteously and know that, yes, I have been offering my prayers. I have been offering my services at the church. I have been offering my tithing and my almsgiving, you know, for the glory of God, but I have been offering them as though I am entitled for God to pat me on the back. Well, it's wrong according to the scriptures, according to Christ's directions. See, when we judge ourselves, we repent, we won't be judged on that. All that we do for the glory of God. As the psalmists write in 115:1, not to us, O Lord, this is our prayer point. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, O Lord God, not to us, but to your name give honor because of your kindness and because of your truth. I have what I have, I do what I do, I accomplish what I accomplish through you and only you, Lord God. Help me to always remember that I am in need of you and you are not in need of me. And when we think of it that way, beloved, when that equation is in our mind always, then we know that we are not entitled for God's, not, or God is not indebted for his grace. We are, you know, not entitled to receive because I do what I do, but it's out of God's glorious, gracious love, care, and mercy. Praise be to his name now and at all times and forever. Amen.
Enjoyed this week's message. Please don't forget to rate and review this podcast and share it with your friends and family. For any future topic suggestions or to give us detailed feedback, please visit our link in the show notes, linktr.ee/doubleedgedsword. Until next time, God bless you all.